Let me tell you about my friends and the neighborhood in which we lived. We've all grown up and moved away. Perhaps you live there now. Bog jumping with a hippo. Izzy liked her new house. The bedroom had a view of the back garden, and the big window was ideal for looking at the stars through her telescope. Her own comfortable bed fitted nicely in one corner. However, she was not at all sure about her new school. She and her mum did a trial run to the school gates the day before she was due to start. Izzy rode her scooter and her mum walked beside her. They timed the journey from their new house to the new school. "That didn't take long," her mum said brightly. Then she pulled a face. "We'll have to make sure Grandma knows the way. You know how easily she gets lost." Izzy nodded, but she was feeling a little sad. The bell rang. When Izzy saw the children from the new school come out into the yard, she thought about her classmates from her old school. On her last day there, they had all lined up to give her a hug and to say goodbye. Buffer came especially from fourth class. Even Miss Tiptoe, the teacher, stood at the end of the queue behind Buffer to give Izzy a hug. "Goodbye, Izzy," she said, "and come back to visit us any time."
"Goodbye, Miss Tiptoe," Izzy said with tears in her eyes.
It wasn't so far to come to visit, and Izzy knew she would see many of her old classmates in the park, in the shops, and at the cinema. Her mother would organize some play dates, but still, it was an enormous change. At the railings of the new school, Izzy felt the tears gathering again, but then she saw somebody she knew. The girl's name was Nettie.
Hello.
She had met Nettie in the park. She had seen her doing her drawings of trees and birds and animals and insects and people she knew. That first time they met, Nettie had drawn a picture of Izzy, and now she was waving and smiling from across the schoolyard. Izzy waved back, but would she ever like this new school as much as her old one? She didn't think it was possible, but she had to give it a chance. "Grandma will never find me here," she said to her mum. "You'll have to bring her on a trial run every day for a week." Her mum laughed. "You'll see," she said. "It will all work out." "Are you ready to move into your new house?" Grandma asked Izzy. "Yes," said Izzy. She had to remind her that she had already moved house. "Are you ready for your new school?" "Yes," said Izzy. She was as ready as she could ever be. "That's my girl," Grandma roared. She had always encouraged Izzy to be adventurous. "I'm going to do some new stuff too," she said. That was the phrase she used, new stuff. She said she was thinking of getting a motorbike. She wanted a motorbike so she could go camping in the mountains and down by the sea. "I'm already practicing for the camping," she told Izzy. Several nights in a row now, she had slept in a sleeping bag on her bed. It was really quite comfortable. Izzy wasn't concerned about the new teacher or the lessons, but wondered how it would go making new friends. As it turned out, she didn't need to worry. At little break on the first day, Nettie introduced her to some of the others, and soon she was asked, "What do you like to do, Izzy?"
"I like discovering," Izzy replied.
"And dinner," she added.
"Me too," said Nettie.
"Have you made any discoveries recently?"
"I found a mouse in the school photocopier," Nettie said. "I opened the lid to look in, and there he was, looking up at me from under the glass. Does that count?"
"It certainly does," replied Izzy. "Cool," she said, and took out a notebook to write. "Find out about mice," she wrote.
"I made friends with the rhinoceros," Cocky told Izzy at big break.
"Did you?" exclaimed Izzy.
Zoological study was one of Izzy's favourites. "They don't often stand close to you in their enclosure. It's hard to get to know a rhinoceros, isn't it?"
"It wasn't at the zoo," said Cocky.
Were you on a safari? Asked Izzy. She had always wanted to go on a safari. No, said Cocky. I met him at the bus stop. We had a chat.
You talked to a rhinoceros at a bus stop?
I did, replied Cocky with a big nod.
And the rhinoceros talked back?
Oh, yes. We made friends. We ended up visiting the president in the Phoenix Park. For a moment, Izzy was speechless. None of the others seemed surprised. What sort of a school was this? Finally, she spoke again. The rhino talked to the president. He did. But again, Izzy was lost for words. When Denham heard that they were talking about animal adventures, he described how he'd been rescued by a giraffe.
A giraffe! Exclaimed Izzy. It wasn't a talking giraffe by any chance.
Denham said he was sure the giraffe could speak, but it was very shy.
Denham's a bit shy, said Cocky, but maybe that's why the giraffe came to help.
I was hoping for a lion, said Denham. I thought it might be good to have a lion friend on my first day in a new school.
But you didn't need a lion, said Cocky.
No, replied Denham. I didn't.
Izzy was amazed. As they packed away their school books and got ready to go home, Izzy asked Nettie if the stories Denham and Cocky told were true. She just couldn't quite believe them.
Yes, they are, she said. I've been drawing an elephant that was in the allotments at the bottom of my garden.
A real elephant? Asked Izzy.
Mr. Potts's elephant, said Nettie, explaining about the old man who lived in a shed in the allotments. It likes to sleep in his bed.
Is it there now? Asked Izzy.
Can we go and look at it?
But we haven't seen it for a while, but when it reappears, I'll tell you. This was a very interesting school, Izzy decided as she walked out through the gates. She would have to tell her old teacher, Miss Tiptoe. As it happened, the next day there was a class trip to a farm on the edge of a great bog. This was just the sort of adventure that excited Izzy. It might be smelly, of course. She brought her notebook and pencil and the little nose clamp she used when she went underwater in the swimming pool. The coach turned into the farmyard and all the children got out. They were already dressed in their old clothes and runners. They left their fresh clothes and shoes in their bags with their lunch boxes. First, the farmer took the children for a ride on his tractor trailer. They chugged around the farm and everybody could see the animals from a height. When they got off the trailer, they were allowed to pet pigs, lambs, and goats. Izzy decided not to use her nose clamp. She wanted to learn all the smells, however strong they were. Mary Mary jumped with surprise when she got a blast of hot air from a horse's nostril. It was funny to see Miss Belltower, the teacher, in a bright green tracksuit. It didn't suit her at all, but she knew she looked silly and didn't mind one bit. Secretly, she was glad to give the children a laugh. The farmer led third class to a maze that was made of hay bales. The children found their way through in pairs. Denham went with Cocky, Izzy went with Nettie, and Mary Mary was happy to go through by herself, singing a song. Miss Belltower was waiting at the other end. "Well done," she said. "Well done, everybody." When she counted everyone out of the maze, she said, "Righto, to the bogs, single file." The farmer led the way to the edge of the great bog. When Miss Belltower asked, did anybody know how peat bogs were formed, Izzy was the first to answer. "It's made from rotting, squashed down trees from thousands of years ago," she said. "Very good," said Miss Belltower, and she then added some details. She pointed to little flowers. She picked up a clod and squeezed it in her hand to show the peaty water running off. The children watched and listened. But when were they going to be let jump into the bog? Finally, Miss Belltower took a whistle from her tracksuit pocket and blew it. The farmer, who was standing next to her, jumped with fright, then laughed. The children laughed with him. "Righto," said Miss Belltower.
Form a line. Jump one by one, please, and no pushing.
Every child jumped differently. There were all kinds of splats, splashes and squelches as they flung themselves into the cold, spongy bog. There were lots of excited shrieks. Everybody was covered in orange-brown peat mud. Everybody wanted a second and a third go. Izzy did a big belly flop into the bog, let out a loud laugh, then sat up and thought how lucky she was to have so many new things to think about. There were her new school friends, Nettie, Cocky and Denim, and their adventures with animals. What did you have to do to have your own adventure with talking animals and animals who didn't belong in the gardens and bushes of Dublin? She was wondering about this when she heard a splosh, splosh sound, and the bog shook a little under her bottom.
"Mind out," a deep voice called. "I'm coming through."
As she turned to look behind her, an enormous hippopotamus jumped over her head and landed like a very big ballerina in front of her and bounded on across the bog and quickly disappeared. Izzy stood up and sank up to her ankles. She couldn't see where the hippo had gone. When she asked, nobody else had seen a running hippo. When she got out of the bog, she wrote in her notebook, "Investigate hippos." Izzy told Nettie, Denim and Cocky about the hippo on the coach on the way home.
"Can you imagine?" she asked.
Oh yes, they could. They weren't at all surprised. Even Mary Mary, who was listening, nodded.
"I'm hoping to talk to some rabbits," she said.
"Have you had any other wild animal experience?" Nettie asked Izzy.
"No," said Izzy, "not yet, but you should meet my grandma. She's sort of wild. She bought a second-hand motorbike." They all agreed. That was a bit wild for a granny.
"She wasn't completely wild," she told them. "She still did normal grandma things, like putting butter pats in her handbag when she was in restaurants."
They all nodded. They would certainly like to meet her. As it turned out, they wouldn't have to wait long for that. On the first day of the new school, Grandma had turned up at the old school gates in her gold glitter runners. She was determined not to make the same mistake again. So here she was, waiting for the school coach when it returned. She was leaning against the motorbike she had bought that morning. She was wearing big brown boots and had a red helmet under one arm. Izzy didn't need to point her out to her new friends. They recognized her immediately.
"Yoo-hoo!"
Izzy's grandma called with a big wave at the coach window.
"Yoo-hoo!"
Izzy called back. The children filed off the bus and were met by their parents and minders.
"Am I going home with you on the motorbike?" Izzy asked excitedly.
"No, no," said Grandma. "Your mum and dad will be here shortly. They're running a bit late."
She rolled her eyes upwards and made a clicking noise with her tongue. She knew this would make Izzy laugh.
"I'm going off on a trip," she said, knocking on her helmet. "But I wanted to hear how your day on the bogs went."
Izzy asked her grandma if she'd ever done that kind of stuff herself.
"You know, wild bog jumping and the like."
Her grandma thought for a moment. Then she said,
"I have rolled down a hill in the snow with a bear cub. Does that count?"
"Yes,"
replied Izzy. "Did it speak to you?"
She was almost afraid to get the answer.
"Don't be silly, Izzy," said Grandma. "It was only a cub."
Izzy's mum and dad arrived and beeped the car horn, waving and smiling. They pretended not to be shocked at the sight of Grandma on her motorbike. After all, it was Izzy's day of fun.
The Neighbourhood. 9 linked radio stories for children by Philip Davison. Read by Ciarán Hines. Produced for RTE Junior Radio by Brian Kenny made with the assistance of your license fee.